Hello, it's James here from World Today again, continuing our audio boo experiment. I think what we're going to do with this is give you perhaps each day a little bit of a highlight from the previous night's program, the best bit of audio we think's been in the program. Hopefully that'll inspire you to check out the program a bit more and just give you a bit of an enjoyable listen here on Audio Boo. From last night's program, we interviewed a fantastic woman. Now, if I say European parliamentary elections, probably doesn't get your pulse racing, but this woman was just so interesting. She is the oldest woman MEP, one of the longest serving MEPs as well, elected in 1965. Her name is Astrid Lulling. At that time, there were only six members of then the European Economic Community. And she told Mark Whittaker all about her time there. You can listen to the full interview online at bbcworldservice.com/news. But for now, here's a bit of a taste.
I must tell you that I was impressed by the high quality of the parliamentarians at that time, mostly men. When I arrived, I was the youngest member and we were only two women among the 142. But at that time, it was very nice. I must say colleagues have been very nice to me. They even called me Miss European Parliament, you know, but I was not elected, but it was because I was the youngest member. Now, unfortunately, I'm the oldest woman in the parliament.
Do you mind me asking how old you are?
Well, yeah, the elections are on 7th of June, and I will be 80 on the 11th of June.
Well, a very happy birthday to you, Astrid.
Thank you. I hope you will be happy. I can celebrate my re-election.
I'm sure. After all these years, they dared not re-elect you, I think.
Ooh, I don't know. You know, the age is also a handicap now, but what is a shame, because in the parliament you need
experienced
people, you need a memory. I'm the memory of the parliament, you know. I think it's very important to have a memory.
That was Astrid Lulling there speaking to Mark Whittaker. If you want to hear the full interview, you can go to bbcworldservice.com/news. You may have noticed that wasn't the full hi-fi quality, it was just me holding the iPhone up to the speaker in the grand tradition of experimenting with audio boo. So that's that for today. Please listen into the full program and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.